Grasping his bars, he pulled himself from the bed and over to the window seat. On their banner was a giant in shattered chains that told him that these were Umbermen, down from the Northlands beyond the last river. The next day, two of them came together to audience. The Great John's uncles, blustery men, in the winter of their days, with beards as white as the bearskin cloaks they wore. A crow had once taken Mors for dead, and pecked out his eye, so he wore a chunk of dragon-glass in its stead. As old Nan told the tale, he'd grabbed the crow in his fist and bitten its head off. So they named him Crowfood. She would never tell Bran why his gaunt brother Hother was called Horsebane. No sooner had they been seated than Mors asked for leave to wed Lady Hornwood.
"The great Johns, the young wolf's strong right hand, all know that to be true. Who better to protect the widow's lands than an Umber, and what Umber better than me?"
"Lady Danella is still grieving," Maester Lewin said.
"I have a cure for grief under my furs," Mors laughed. Sir Roderick thanked him courteously and promised to bring the matter before the lady and the king.